Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 7th of June 1970. The title is The Method of Becoming an Image of Divinity. What is Bab Dada seeing with the support of these eyes? What are all of you seeing? Are you seeing anything or are you not seeing? Why seeing? What is your stage? Are you seeing the same things that Bab Dada is seeing? If you have the practice of catching thoughts, you will easily be able to become free from thoughts. You have to create extra thoughts when you cannot discern someone else's thoughts. But if each of you has the practice of being able to read someone's thoughts, there will not be too many wasteful thoughts. And you will also easily be able to stabilize yourself in a stable stage with one thought in 1 second. So, to be able to read someone's thoughts is also a sign of perfection. The more you stabilize yourself in avyakt feelings, the more you will be able to understand the feelings of everyone else. The reason for not being able to understand the feelings of one another is the lack of the avyakt feeling. The avyakt stage is a mirror. When you stabilize yourself in the avyakt stage, you will not then have to make effort, but the feelings of anyone will be clearly visible in the mirror of the avyakt stage. A mirror does not have to make effort to understand the feelings of anyone. The more your stage becomes avyakt, the more clear and powerful the mirror will be. And then, the more easily and clearly you will be able to understand the feelings of one another. In order to keep the mirror of the avyakt stage clean and clear, 3 things are necessary. Tell Baba about any one of those 3 things. So each one sitting there gave his own ideas. Today, Baba is seeing the easiness, also including simplicity and lightness in that, the greatness and the tolerance of each one. So the 3 things that Baba is seeing are the easiness, which also includes simplicity and lightness in that, 2, the greatness, and 3, the tolerance of each one. If you have imbibed any one of these 3 things accurately, then the mirror is clear. If all 3 are missing, stains of weaknesses will be visible on the mirror. Therefore, in whatever task you carry out, check 3 things. There should be easiness in everything. There should also be tolerance, and it should also be elevated. It should not be ordinary. At present, in some cases, everything seems ordinary rather than being elevated. Change the ordinary into the elevated and keep tolerance in front of you in every aspect. Let easiness and simplicity be absorbed in your face and in your words, and then see how elevated the success in service or the task you carry out is. What result is visible in any task you carry out at present? How much difference is there between the plans and the practical activity? What is the reason for the difference? You have not become completely plain in all the 3 aspects. You should be plain in your consciousness and plain in your words. There should not be any stains of your old sanskars anywhere, and your actions too, they should be plain, that is, they should be elevated. If you become plain, then your plans and your practical activity will become one. Then success will fly like a plane. This is why you must be cautious in your thoughts, words, and actions. This is why you must be cautious in your thoughts, words, and actions. You have to be cautious in your thoughts, words, and actions, but together with that, if you are plain in your alaukik relationships, then the success of service will sparkle like a star on your forehead. Then everyone will see each one of you as a star of success. You were told earlier which slogan you must remember. Success is our birthright. Then, whosoever sees you, even from a distance, they will see you as an image of divinity. Nowadays, you are very busy in service. Whatever you did, it was very good. In future, bring success closer to yourselves. The closer you come to one another, the closer success will be. To be close to one another means to be close in your sanskars, and there will be success in any conference. Just as the time is coming close, in the same way, people too are coming close. But what must you also have together with this closeness? To the extent that there is closeness, there should also be just as much regard for one another. The more regard you give to one another, the more regard the entire world will give to all of you. In giving regard, you will receive it. You receive it by giving it, not by taking it. Some things you receive by taking, and some things you receive by giving. So, to give regard means to receive regard from everyone. And there also has to be transformation in your language. Today, all the serviceable souls are sitting here. This is why Baba is giving you a signal for the future. Even when someone's ideas are not clear, you must never say no. The words that emerge must always be Haji. If you say Haji here, then accordingly in Satyug also, your subjects will say Haji, Haji to you. If instead of saying Haji here, you say Naji, Naji, then your subjects there will salute you from a distance. So, you have to remove the word no. Whatever it may be, you must first say Haji. To say Haji, Haji is an easy method to make the sanskars of others easy. Do you understand? You were also told that whatever actions you are performing at the present time are becoming a law for the future. The actions of all of you are the laws for the future. Those who are lawmakers allow their words to emerge after careful consideration, because each thought of everyone is becoming a law for the future. Therefore, you should pay so much attention. Until now, if you catch hold of one thing, you let go of another. But now, you must remember both the things. Sometimes you catch hold of the systems and let go of the laws, and sometimes you catch hold of the laws and let go of the systems. But when you have the law and the systems together, you will then remember the lawmaker. If you remember the lawmaker, the laws and the systems will remain in your consciousness. But because you forget the lawmaker, you let go of one thing. By staying in the remembrance of the lawmaker, you are able to maintain both the laws as well as the systems. By forgetting the lawmaker, you sometimes let go of the laws and you sometimes let go of the systems. When both remain together, success will become the garland around your neck. Acha. Today you have been given many teachings, but that is also love because Bap Dada wishes to make you equal to himself. The method to make you equal is love. Kumaris have yet to take their paper. In order to have courage in a practical way, you must fill courage with a lot of power. Now, you will be tested to see how much power you have filled. Baba was then meeting with the group. The more you tie yourself in the bondage of service, the more all the other bondages will finish. Do you think that you will engage yourself in service when a particular bondage finishes? It will not happen like that. Simply continue to do service. Even though you may have bondages, continue to tie yourself in the bondage of service. To tie yourself in this bondage means to free yourself from the other bondages. You will not be able to tie yourself in this after freeing yourself from the others. The more you tie yourself in this, that is the bondage of service, the more you will free yourself from the others. The more you make yourself cooperative in service, the more your subjects will be cooperative with you. If there is any excuse, let go of that and keep the opportunities of service in front of you. You have to keep your duty in front of you. Of course, there will be many excuses, but through the power of your duty, the excuses will become light. Acha. Om Shanti.